The players are in good shape. Just told them there they've set the standard now in terms of the work ethic and you know, the bar what they've set. I ain't set it for them. When I had the chat with them before training, I told them what my demands were and what I expected, and I was very, very impressed.
Just tell us about Peter Lovenkrantz.
Yeah, obviously Peter's still in the process of doing his medical, so hopefully that all goes well. An important player for us. He'll add pace to the attack. He's experienced at this level. He was part of a successful Newcastle United team that got promoted, and played a big part in that. And so we're delighted that we got an agreement, and hopefully fingers crossed that everything goes well medically and we get him on the dotted line. He'd certainly be a fantastic addition to a good squad.
And what do you think he'll bring to Blues when the move goes through?
Well, he'll bring goals. He's got a good goal-scoring pedigree, certainly at this level. And, you know, he's obviously played at the highest level with Rangers, Champions League, etc., and scored goals at that level. He's got pace, so he's a threat in behind. And, you know, he'll complement all the other strikers we have at the club. He could play in combinations with all of them. So, you know, I'm really, really pleased that Peter's on the verge of being the first one through the door for me.
Has it been a real buzz for you to really get stuck in now into what is a good club in the Championship with the facilities and that sort of thing?
Ah, fantastic. I've been here, you know, over a week now, settling in, getting myself sorted before the players started back today. And I've really been excited waiting for them to come in, get back on the training pitch where I'm at my best and where I enjoy. But everything about the club, it's even better than it's been told to us. And I could imagine that, you know, while I was in discussions with the club and I was doing my due diligence on the club and the people here, everyone to a person said that, you know, fantastic people, fantastic club, and that's been proved right. So, and as you say, the facilities are terrific. So I'm really looking forward. I'm very, very excited.
I know Darren Carter's training with you at the moment. I mean, what are your plans for him? Is it just a case of have a look at him for a week or two?
Yeah, Darren's got legendary status at his football club for what he achieved in the team that got promotion. So, and he was just, you know, he's a local lad. He wanted a training facility. He's a very good player still. So, you know, I've just let Darren use the facilities and use us as coaching staff to get proper football training into him. And, you know, there's no pressure from either side. We've just, you know, get Darren to come through the door. He's always more than welcome at this football club. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
I mean, is there licence for you to maybe bring in a few more over the next couple of months?
Oh, listen, I'm looking all the time. We're talking with agents, we're talking with other clubs, we're talking with players. So the right players become available in our remit, in my remit, and there's a possibility to bring them in.
Is it too early to gauge at the moment how strong Blues will be in the Championship next season compared with all the other teams? Do you think it'll be another situation where it's anybody's division?
I think no matter who's brought in, it would be anyone's division. It's a terrific league. I think I was working it out the other day. I think 18 of the top competitors in the Championship have been in the Premier League. So that shows you how tough it's going to be. But what I will say is the senior players that we have now, that you class as out-and-out first-team regulars, is very, very strong. Now what needs to be added is numbers and also the same quality. And so I'm saying if we keep those players fit, which we aim to do, got a good record on that side of it, you know, we've got very, very good players at this level of the game.
You've got some great young players and hopefully all been well with Lovenkrantz. That's more good experience to add with Stephen Carr, who you managed to sign. That must be a fantastic boost for you.
Yeah, you need good experienced players, but you still need those experienced players to have the hunger. And certainly in Stephen Carr, someone I played alongside and I've coached, I know I've got that. He leads from the front, both vocally and by his performances as the captain. And then obviously Peter's experience will be strong as well. With the other lad, Stephen Caldwell, I know, you know, from his time in the North East, and a great example to young players. Curtis Davis as well, along those lines. Marlon King, they're going to be vitally important to me this season.